Let us turn in our Bibles tonight to the 33rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel. We're so thankful that you all have come out tonight to be in His house and in His presence. And surely I know in my heart that God would not have you to go out feeling alone or in lack or without. Surely God is here to bless you, prosper you, make you to be strong in Him. And so tonight I stand in that confidence that the same God that established me in my yesterday, He is the same today. And the same God that's the same for me today, He's going to be God for me tomorrow. And for that, I can praise Him, for He is most worthy to be praised. Let's begin to read in the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel. We'll begin reading from the first verse. And it says at verse 1, "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul." Father, we praise you tonight. We honor you. Lord, thou art worthy to be praised in this place. And God, right now, the enemy is trying to attack and to destroy what you are intending to prosper. And Lord, we stand tonight in agreement and we fight against the presence of the enemy. He is a liar and the author of it. Lord, and I believe as we stand tonight that you have blessed us with much, that you have given us much and every reason in the world to thank you and praise you. And God, I pray that you strengthen your people this night. Help them, Lord, to heed your word, that we grow stronger in you and not be afraid of the enemy. And when you sound the trumpet, God, let us heed unto your word, and let us heed to the warnings, God, that would prevent us from harm, that we can avoid harm and be blessed instead. God, I ask these things in the name of Jesus, in the church, and amen. Go ahead and turn into the 8th chapter of the book of Amos. I want to read a couple other scriptures to you. The Lord has given me much, and I just want to give it to you tonight. The book of Amos is set in a time when the people of Israel had reached a low point in their devotion to God. The people had become greedy and had stopped adhering to their values, the things they grew up that they knew was true. The wealthy elite had become rich at the expense of others. And peasant farmers who once practiced farming were being forced to farm for what was being traded at the time, which was mostly wine and oil. But God spoke to someone by the name of Amos. He was one of the 12 minor prophets of God that you read in Scripture. He was one of the first prophets that was made in reference to his book by his name. He was a man, he was a farmer, he was a herder, he was just an everyday guy. If you read about some of the scriptures that he began to talk about, you find that he claimed himself to be nothing. He didn't go to school to be a prophet. He didn't have any training to know what to look for. All that he knew is what he had heard and what he had seen from God. And he had something in him that those that were coming up at the time did not possess. And that was a sense of urgency to get on business for doing what the Lord had revealed unto him. He had 5 separate visions. We're going to read about one of them right now. Turn with me in the 8th chapter of Amos. Let's read some of these verses from verse 1. It says, "Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said unto me, The end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many bodies in every place, and they shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy,
even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and every one that mourn that dwelleth therein? And it shall rise up holy as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for winter, but the hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even unto the east. And they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst, that they swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, thy God, O Dan, liveth, in the manner of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fail and never rise up again. I want to open up tonight and read you the definition of the word that I like to call warning. To understand a warning, you must know that a warning is a statement or event that indicates a possible or impending danger, problem, or other unpleasant situation. When Amos was called to give these words and was shown the vision of the basket, he was shown the prosperity of Israel. He saw how they had taken advantage of everything and was heaping it up for themselves and something they could possess. He saw the summer fruit, and the Lord spoke unto him and let him know that the things that they had been doing would no longer prosper. When I think about warnings at times, I remember growing up and seeing the VHS videos. How many remembers VHS? I remember growing up in school seeing VHS videos of them talking about how that they used to prepare for the Cold War. That if you heard a siren or a horn or some kind of alarm in your local area, that they wanted you to get down and get underneath something. But how many of you know that if that thing actually went off nearby you, you weren't going to survive anyway? It was just a nice place to hide. But I think about warnings at times. You hear a siren going down the road. It causes you to move over to the side so that they can get where they need to go. When I think about warnings, I look at my Starbucks cup of coffee sometimes, and it might say, hot contents inside. It may burn you. And some places have been sued because they didn't put the warnings on the cups when the coffee was too hot. There's been people that have sued establishments over getting burnt by coffee. You would think that common sense would tell us that coffee was going to burn us, but they took advantage of not having it and sued them for a little bit of money. We've grew up as children and we've heard warnings from our parents, grandparents, guardians, whoever raised you and that you were around. If you were going to do something that was going to lead you to danger, there was something that spoke to you or moved you or grabbed you by the hand and told you not to do this because it would surely bring you harm. One of the first things I ever remember doing when I was a kid, I remember running around the playground, and I was a young man. I was probably third or fourth grade. I was just having a good time, and I had had teachers tell me over and over again, do not run around the swing sets or somebody is going to hit you. How many of you know where this is going tonight? I was running around getting chased by some girls, as most little fourth grade boys do, and as I was going around the back of the swing set, the next thing I knew, when I looked up, I saw a hind end coming towards my face. His spine met my tooth, and this right here today is fake because I didn't listen to somebody telling me to not run behind the swings. I'm here to tell somebody right now that I could come here tonight and preach about all the things that we should be doing. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there's things in our life that the Spirit has already, somebody say already, already revealed in our lives that we should not be walking in. Yet we want to heap up in our own happiness. We want to heap up in our own pleasure. And we don't care the cost. We don't care if it makes somebody poor, if it makes us happy at times. We just want what is ours, what we're entitled to, and what we want. We live in a world that is defined by the stock market, by the dependency of consumers, and what they would decide is most important. And based on their very decisions to buy things, companies rise and they fall. We are defined so much by the things that we go after, but yet we have so much more to be defined with than the things we own. I'm living in a day where when I get up in the morning and I face the day ahead of me, that God quickens my spirit and tells me things that I shouldn't say. Do I have a witness in the house of God? There's some things that when I get in a situation that I know that I need to walk away from it instead of letting it get to me. Do I have a witness in the house of God tonight? I'm here to tell somebody right now that you might take a warning as something that would offend you or make you feel like that you've got to lose something to grow. But I'm here to tell you that the warnings that came from God then was to stop the wickedness that was hindering Israel. He wasn't coming to put a hand on them and smack them and say, how dare you do this? His love was concerned for their life, and he wanted their children and their children's children to survive the present day that they were in. He didn't want the children of those that transgressed to be defined by the things that they did. So he raised up some farmer. He raised up some unqualified prophet. He raised up somebody that you would have never put a dime on to ever finish the race, to get out a word to somebody that they be reminded that the things that you enjoy today, that you be warned and understand that you must look around at what you partake in and understand that it defines who you are. You are what you eat. And if you talk bad about people, you are what you eat. If you don't encourage the worship in the house of God, you are what you eat. If you don't back the preacher and you want them to back you but you won't do it, you are what you eat. Don't expect people to get up and hand clap for you if you can't ever get up and give a little support in the house of God. I'm here to tell somebody right now that the Lord is giving us an opportunity to reflect upon the things that he's already spoke over our lives, that we would never get slothful and slumber in this present day, because friend, you're going to turn your eyes away and something's going to blindside you before you're ever ready. And the Lord sent me tonight. I only got 2 hours of sleep, but I'm going to praise him anyway. I know the devil is hot on my trail because he called up some petty man to stand here before you tonight and to tell you to take heed to yourselves, that you look at your life and see what it is that keeps you from prospering in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Something to you. The Lord gave this to me. People often see a warning as a sign of lack in their defense or strategy and are often offended by a warning. Warnings were given as a sign of love to those that God loved to spare them. Somebody say spare. To spare them from further hurt and harm. Our pride is what makes us see it as an attack, but our humbleness lets us see it as a way that we can overcome. I'm here to tell you that if you hear a warning from the Lord and it sincerely bothers you instead of you receiving it, then there's something in you, friend, that's going to have to change. If you can't receive the word of a prophet and it strikes you and offends you, then that tells me there's some dead fruit on our trees that need to be plucked up, that need to be pruned, that need to be taken away from who we are in God. Because let me tell you what I look at in the day I live in. I see a forest of rotten apples. I don't see us gathering up the blessings of God. That's why he said the harvest was plentiful, but the laborers were few. Because when it comes time to hear something that we don't want to hear, we turn our ear away.
There may even be people tonight that are already ignoring me. But friend, when the enemy comes for you, don't say that God didn't come by to remind you to be ready when you need to be prepared. Take heed to yourselves tonight. Look at the anointing that's moving in you right now. If you can't feel his presence right now in this moment, if you can't praise him right now in this moment, if you can't worship him freely right now in this moment, don't wait 10 seconds. If you can't feel him, then you need to know him. And if you don't know him, you're not ready for what's out there. Friends, take heed. Now's the day to be ready. I feel his glory. I'm going to be ready when the enemy comes. I'm so tired of falling down. I want to hold up and be strong for the Lord. People are drifting. They're drifting. We talked about it Friday. You don't just arrive at your complaint. You drift your way there. Day by day, your angst begins to build. Day by day, your frustration begins to overwhelm you. You don't just arrive at giving up. You drift your way there. Every day that you're not praying, God is trying to get a hold of you and remind you that the strength that you need for the hour that you're in is the very strength that you already got inside of you. He's not going to give you something a week from now that you need today. What God has already given, it is already here. It's already inside of you. It's already in your spirit. I can't get you to do it for yourself, but I can sure tell you if you'll try, he'll draw nigh to you. There's a day that's going to come that it's the only way you're going to get your blessing. Because here's what happens. The unprepared are always the first to be destroyed. I don't think that I would move to the south of Florida and not get flood insurance. I don't think I would go to New Orleans and build me a house with no support to withstand the storm. I don't think that I would live on the mountain and not build my foundation on something that would stand when the land began to move. Friends, I'm here to tell you, you might not think you have the answer, but God has given you more than enough common sense to know which way you need to go. Because if you can just get to Jesus, hallelujah. Somebody say, if you can just get to Jesus, look over at your neighbor, say, you know the way. We could just get to Jesus, then everything else that we need to know about ourselves will begin to be revealed, because he's not going to give you an answer a week from now. The answer's already here. Oh, he said what pleasure it would be for someone to seek after a hidden treasure and to find it. What pleasure there is to get down and call to the Lord for him to show us what it is that keeps the good things of God hidden that are right in front of us. You're standing right in front of the anointing of God. You're standing right in front of his presence. It is right in front of you. It is not out there down the road. It's not on this side of the church. It's deep down inside of you, and it's ready to move in you greater. Oh God, salvation, you didn't just catch it. Salvation was realized. You didn't just come to it all of a sudden. Salvation was realized. As you knew that he died for you, you then realized that you were free, my Lord and my God. And if it had been right there where it ended, then we would have been prepared. But God saw that there was going to be a day when wickedness would prevail in all of the land, even in the land of Israel, even in the land of the United States. He saw the day would come where the only way that we could get to him was by something greater than just the knowledge of knowing Christ. That's why Jesus gave you a spirit. Somebody do this right now and say, I've got it. I just got to realize it. You've got it. You've just got to, my Lord, you've got victory. Man, I feel like preaching. Oh, you've got victory. You've got deliverance. My drug deliverance didn't come by somebody handing me an audible object. It came when I realized I already had deliverance inside of me. If you only knew the power that you need stood in front of you right now, would you not reach out and get a hold of it? I'm warning you, church. It's standing right in front of you, and you've got to realize that God wants you to draw nigh unto Him. The culture that we knew is drying up. Neighbors aren't neighbors, and friends aren't friends. Benevolence is drying up. People that once gave no longer give anymore. Friendship is no longer what friendship used to be. Friendship's almost just keeping tabs to make sure they don't say nothing bad about me. What you're seeking for is not out there, and it's not in tomorrow. The Spirit that wants to bring you peace is here. Somebody say it's here. It's here. It's here. You've just got to realize that the same anointing that is causing this preacher to get excited and to dance for the Lord is the same anointing that is deep down inside of you. I'm speaking to that spirit that is down in you right now. And I'm telling you to use the anointing and look at yourself and say, what is it that's keeping me from being happy? Look at those things that keep you from being happy. Look at it. Just examine them right now. Don't be in denial. Don't block it off till tomorrow. Don't come in here and wear a mask and expect people to know your problems. Look at what you're dealing with. Take 10 seconds and think about what keeps you from being able just to stand up and praise Him. Is it that you're bashful or don't feel like anybody would be there to support you? Is it because you feel unworthy because of your past? There's a multitude of reasons that the devil gives us, oh, to keep us down. But there's only one reason that we've got to have so that we can put that under our feet and get back up again. And that was because Christ came and died for us that we would have a way of escape. Not a get out of jail free card, but a way of escape. A way of escape is not victory. A way of escape is finding peace when in a normal situation it would be too much for you to bear. That's why the Spirit came, because God saw that it would be today too much for us to bear.